If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome back. We're glad that you have tuned in to 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship, WMIE, and this is the Refresh Radio program. So I want to take just a moment to invite you out to our services. We meet on Sunday mornings, 9:30 for Sunday school. I teach Sunday school. And then this coming Sunday, we have, I'll be preaching the word, but we've got a missionary that's going to be with us, sharing just a little bit about the doors that God has opened for them, and was actually born here in Brevard County, and I think that was the case. Always like to see good things coming out of Brevard County for the sake of the kingdom. Before I was the pastor of Merit Assembly of God, I was a youth pastor at a church, and one of the young men, he was, I think, a senior when I became the youth pastor. So most of his spiritual development had already taken place through the work of his parents and the youth pastor before me. But he is one of the most phenomenally gifted individuals in the body of Christ that I've ever known. Another Assembly of God church in Melbourne, it's not there anymore, but there was a missionary's family that came out of that church and is doing a phenomenal job in ministering in a foreign country that shall remain nameless, but they're doing a great job. And so look, if God could do that in those churches, He can certainly still do it in our day and time. And so we would love for you to come and be a part. My family is blessed to have so many individuals involved in ministry in a lot of different churches. So I want to throw this out there to you. And that is, when you go to a church, don't necessarily look at the size, because the size may not be indicative of the type of disciple that comes out of those churches. I remember hearing about a church one time that the church had never gotten more than 60 or 70 people together to worship on any given occasion. But there were giants in the faith, men and women of spiritual impact that came out of that one little bitty church, that the kingdom grew. We have seen people raised up in the faith and launched them out. What was it a person told me? I was sharing a little bit of lamentation, one of my kids was going to be leaving. I don't know, remember if it was the youngest daughter or the middle daughter, but the person reminded me, the scripture says, "Pastor, train them up in the way that they should go." It doesn't say train them up in the way in where they will stay. And I never forgot that. That conversation actually took place in a Chick-fil-A restaurant, where I ran into someone, and they, I just struck up a conversation with them because I'd seen them at kids camp, and they reminded me of that. So we've been blessed to see a number of people launched into ministry where they are making tremendous impact for the kingdom of God. I'd love to have you come and join us this coming Sunday, 10:30. Of a morning, 9:30 for Sunday school. We're going through the book of Romans. So let's go back to John chapter 7, shall we? And verse number 37 is where we're going to begin today. It says, "On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So let's stop our reading right there. This particular teaching or invitation of Jesus begins with the biggest two-letter word in the English language, and that is if. It's not a long word, but it's a powerful word. It is Jesus making it known that our response is up to us. If anyone thirsts. Now, the truth of the matter is, every human being was created with a God-sized void in their life, a longing for the presence of God. That's been a reality ever since Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. We miss something. There's something that was altered in the life of humanity when sin entered the world, and it's a spiritual thirst. And so we've got to make sure that we do not neglect that spiritual thirst. I heard a message one time, and it was describing the different attitudes that we have to certain events. And this particular pastor, I still remember hearing him teach this, and he said, I can go roughly 40 days without food. Okay? Now, my parents got me addicted to food as a child, and I've been addicted to food ever since, but I have gone on some fasts. I've gone on some modified 40-day fasts. I've done week-long total fasts. I've done fasting of days, fasting of meals. But I've got to eat at some point in time. Now, here's the thing. Eating actually creates appetite. Eating actually creates your appetite. There comes a time when if you have not eaten, that you won't want to eat. I've been at way too many people's bedside who, due to sickness or disease, they had not eaten for a long period of time. And here's what happened. They lost their appetite. They didn't want to eat. And that's a bad place to get. Because if you get to where you don't want to eat, yet you need to eat, you're going to die. Our bodies require fuel. That's what eating does. A lot of people eat for pleasure. I'll be very transparent with you here. Eating is something that happens for me when I get bored. That's a problem. So I need to be less bored in my life. So this person says you can go with about 40 days without eating, but you need to eat. What happens is once you start eating, your appetite returns. So I've known a lot of people that lost a lot of weight when they got sick, but once they started eating, their appetite returned, and unfortunately so did some of the weight that they didn't want anymore. This person said, you can go without food for about 40 days. Said, you can go a few days without water, but not very many. I've been in some pretty intense environments heat-wise where going even a few hours without water was not a good idea. The heat index has already, I don't know if it got hotter, but I saw a post on Facebook from Channel 9's meteorologist that said that the heat index had already hit 111. That was a few weeks ago. So that's hot. That's really hot. When I was in junior high school, now it's called middle school, but I played football, and I remember practicing football when it was 104 degrees. That wasn't the heat index. That was the temperature. And they would teach you how to stay hydrated. You can't go very long without something to drink. Our bodies are made of a huge percentage of water. And so we need to continue to drink. The third thing that the minister said was this: you can only go a few minutes without breathing. And he was talking about the importance of the Holy Spirit. That's what is being, or that's who is being discussed here in this passage. And so if we desire the things of God, we have the opportunity to come to Jesus. Now, I will tell you this: anybody who tries to tell you that they are operating in the Holy Spirit, but apart from Jesus Christ, they are deceived, and you need to avoid them. Okay? I'm going to say that again. Anybody who tries to operate in the Holy Spirit, but apart from Jesus Christ, is deceived, and you need to avoid them. Some people might not like that. I'll just tell you, anytime somebody says that, you know, the Holy Spirit moved to such an extent that we didn't even need the word in a particular service, that is a warning flag to me. I understand what can take place there, but I can tell you this: even in Cornelius' house, when the Holy Spirit came as Peter was preaching, Peter was still preaching. There's a place for the word, and there's a place for the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have to be either or. It should be both and. And so he says here, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who sinned the Holy Spirit. He's the one who ascended, so the Holy Spirit, he made it possible, and he said it's expedient for you and I. So we need to come to Jesus. If you are looking for more of the Holy Spirit, seek more of Jesus. That's pretty simple. If you want more of the Holy Spirit, seek more of Jesus in your life. The Holy Spirit will guide you into the truth of God's word. He will impart you and manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit in your life. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential in these last days. He says, let him come to me and drink. You see, Jesus is the source. Jesus points everyone to the Father. The Holy Spirit points everyone to Jesus. The goal is to get the saints mobilized to reaching the lost so that they can be reconciled to Jesus and that they can be reconciled to the Father. So he says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So one of the things that I do before I come into the radio studio is I stop and I get a drink of water, because even though there is a little device here that is called a cough drop, it is a momentary muting switch is what it is. I have the ability at time, if I feel a cough coming on, that I can reach over and I can push that button and it will mute the microphone so that you don't hear the cough. Now, if it comes on quickly, you're just going to hear the cough, and I apologize, and we'll keep trying to do better. But the other way that I try to minimize that cough is to make sure that my throat has plenty of fluid that has saturated it, so I don't have any dryness in my mouth, any dryness in my throat. I just try and stay hydrated. Not too much, but just the right amount. So I want to ask you, have you ever felt like you were in a dry place spiritually? If so, Jesus has an invitation for you to come to him. Spend time with him. I tell you what will not satisfy your spiritual dryness. The horoscope in the newspaper will not satisfy your spiritual dryness. Staying away from church will not satisfy. It will not satiate your spirit with the presence of God. Staying out of fellowship with the saints, that won't cut it. Avoiding the word of God, that's not going to do it. Not spending any time in prayer before God, that's not going to cut it. Going to a psychic is really a horrible idea. It is the wrong thing. Looking for spiritual satisfaction in any activity that is related to God, that's all going to leave you even drier than what you were when you launched out. The only thing that satisfies is coming to Jesus and Jesus filling the atmosphere with the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. And so he says, if anyone thirsts, he goes on and says, let him come to me. Verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So Jesus wants to do a transforming work in our life. You see, if we are speaking forth in a dry manner, and I tell people, you know, nobody likes a dry preacher. We don't need to be trying to operate out of a reservoir system. We need to flow spiritually out of a river that is coming outside of us, that we minister out of our abundance and not out of our leanness. We minister rivers of life, of living water, instead of just a dry, mundane message that nobody pays attention to. So come to Jesus. Now, here's the thing. When you come to Jesus, he's going to change you. He's going to transform you. He's going to satisfy you. But instead of a longing for something to take place on the inside of you, you're going to see that now God has equipped you and prepared for you that out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. So, I told you on one of the programs about coastal image landscapes, and one of the problems that we learned about when we had them come out and do our landscaping, I had to have a pump replaced. Wasn't expecting that, but had to have a pump replaced. And then found out that the pump was not keeping its prime. And even though the pipe was there, even though the water was there, there was a disconnect somehow in the process. And I don't pretend to understand it, but Dan at Coastal Image Landscape said, what we're going to do is we're going to install this, and this is a device that is self-priming. In other words, it makes sure that it always has water, that whenever the switch comes on, the timer is activated, that when you need water, there's going to be water there. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life and my life. That when we are operating in a dry and barren land, that we do not function as dry and barren people, but we minister, live, communicate, and serve out of the abundance that flows out of our heart. And he says, in this case, it's going to be rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. And so I've got this question that I have written down. But before I get to it, let me say this. It says here, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said. Here's the thing. The Holy Spirit will always minister in line with the Word of God. Say that again. The Holy Spirit will always minister in line with the Word of God. The Word of God is spiritual, and it's spiritually discerned, so we had better have the Holy Spirit directing us. It's not understood intellectually first. It is understood spiritually first, and then it makes its way into our mind, our will, our emotions, and our daily life. So make sure that if someone says they're operating in the Holy Spirit, that it lines up with the Word of God. And I will tell you, there can be some people out there that they're confused. A lady from my church sent me a video of a person who was operating from demonic activity and claiming that it was no different than the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I was like, that is not correct at all. And so she said, what do I communicate? It was a video that someone had asked her about. And she said, how do I respond to this? And so I said, this is what you say. This is not what that video is talking about. That's not scriptural. Make sure that things that are being discussed as if they are from the Holy Spirit, that they line up with the Word of God and they glorify Jesus. They don't need to glorify man. They need to glorify Jesus. So the question that I have for you is this. What flows out of your heart? What flows out of your heart? So I never have done this, but I threatened to record myself. I don't know if I still have, a digital voice recorder where you could record for several hours, and it was voice activated and things like that. And so you could record everything that came out of your mouth. And I was like, I wonder what comes out of my mouth. Well, for the most part, you know the things that come out of your mouth. You know if you spend too much time complaining. You know if you spend too much time whining. You know if you spend too much pointing the finger of blame at other people. You know whether the things that you speak edify or whether they undermine. If you do just a little bit of assessment, your heart will tell you the condition of your innermost being. I can tell you that there are a lot of people who do too much complaining. It is impossible to praise God and complain at the same time. I'm going to say that again. It's impossible to praise God and complain at the same time. You will move to one or the other, but you can't do both at the same time. So what flows out of your heart? Jesus said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's not that our mouth controls our heart. It's our heart controls our mouth. And what is going on inside there? So I was teaching in the book of Romans here a few weeks ago, and we were in Romans chapter 3, and one of our former general superintendents was talking about this particular passage, that God was addressing the concerns of the people, and he was speaking to them as a judge, he was speaking to them as a physician, and he was speaking to the people as a historian. And so it says, there's none, this is in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Okay? So those were aspects that God was saying, look, here's the reality. I'm not mistaken. I'm not speaking in hyperbole. This is the condition of humanity. As a physician, listen to what he says in verse 13 and 14. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps, A-S-P-S, is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. As a historian, he said, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, in the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their very eyes. I wanted to focus just a minute on the thing that was taking place from a spiritual health standpoint. These people spoke, and their mouth spoke words of death, as if the tomb was wide open and it was a trap that was right there to entice people to fall into it. It says their tongues practiced deceit. They were better at speaking deception and lie than they were speaking truth. By the way, the Holy Spirit will never lie. The devil will always lie. He will always contort, distort, and misreport the truth. And it says, this one here was bad. The poison of asps is under their lips. You know, I'm allergic to snakes. Not really. I'm just allergic to the poison. So I don't want to get anywhere close. And I've had some encounters where I said, you know what, I'm going to be very careful because there may be a poisonous snake around here. I wish we would do that from a spiritual standpoint. Another thing he says, their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Folks, I want to ask you, if you look at your vocabulary, if you look at the attitude of your heart, would there be more blessing or cursing? Would there be more bitterness or praise that comes out? Bitterness can disqualify you from the very thing that God wants to bless you with. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.